Welcome to this special report. I'm Mike Adams, and I've been speaking about the data center wars versus humanity, where the data centers need key resources that are competing against humans who also want those same resources, and those are land that would be either farms for food for humans, or those same farms could be converted into data center land plots, and then also, of course, power, electricity. So humans need electricity, but the data centers need electricity, and the U.S. is way behind compared to China in terms of the amount of electricity that is produced. And that's the bottleneck for AI, is power. And then the third thing is water. So, of course, humans need water for, you know, residential and commercial use, etc. But the data centers need water for cooling. And if they don't have water, then they need to expend a lot more power. In other words, the one-time use of open-loop water cooling systems allows them to conserve power because they heat the water and then they spray the water outside. It gets turned into vapor. And so it consumes a lot of water, but then it consumes less electricity as a result. So one of the main points of my recent podcasts is that there is a human extermination agenda that's underway right now in order to eliminate humans, potentially hundreds of millions of humans in America, so that the resources that humans use can be freed up for use by the data centers, so that the USA can have a chance at competing with China in terms of, you know, AI dominance or AI innovation. And if you don't have a lot of power, you're not really in the race. Now, the globalists have been running human depopulation efforts for decades, and they have been disguised as things like global warming and then climate change. And you may recall that one of the main claims of so-called climate change, which is all a complete hoax, the claim has been that humans have to stop using energy, that humans have to stop driving cars, humans have to stop using electricity, etc. So these are all goals that are consistent with saving power for use by the AI data centers and depriving human beings of access to Earth's natural resources, such as coal or natural gas or oil, etc., and depriving humans of the freedom to drive around in a combustion engine vehicle, for example. So the whole point of climate change has been to set the environment or the infrastructure for rapid human depopulation and control. To control people into these 15-minute cities where you're not allowed to own a car, or to get you onto EVs where they can control your mileage based on controlling your electricity usage through smart meters that monitor and surveil your power usage at your home as you're charging your car. See, whereas if you have a gasoline car, you can go to the gas station and fill up, and now you have all kinds of increased range. But if you're charging your car, most people charge their cars at home, and that can be monitored and restricted. Well, the climate change hoax has really fallen apart, especially in America, since the recent victory of Donald Trump. And now the EPA is engaged in major decisions. There have been huge reports issued. The EPA is walking back its original position that carbon dioxide is a horrible, dangerous pollutant. A lot of the green climate nonsense, the virtue signaling by corporations has ended. You know, all the grant money from the Obama administration and the Biden administration that was going to these fake solar companies and all these NGOs that claim to be green and climate change related. Yeah, all that's gone because USAID was a giant slush fund for a lot of that, with kickbacks to the Democrat Party, of course. But Trump has shut down a lot of that, not all of it, but a lot of it. And now you've got Lee Zeldin as the head of the EPA, and he's rolling back a lot of the climate cultism nonsense, which is very positive. And at the same time now, in Trump's first, what has it been, 7 months in office or 8 months, whatever it's been. Yeah, 8 months, I guess. Trump has allowed the U.S. to dramatically increase its domestic energy production. In just this short time frame, the U.S. is really coming back from energy restrictions and pipeline shutdowns that happened under Biden. And so the USA, you know, this is going to benefit the US economy. And in other words, the climate change hoax is collapsing. And, you know, we come to find out that they faked all the temperature data and they faked all the climate models. The whole thing was a decades-long total hoax. Okay, so that's not going to work to lock people down and achieve depopulation. So what's next? What will the globalists turn to next? And the answer is water. They're going to use water restrictions and engineered water scarcity as a way to lock people down. Oh, I forgot to mention, the COVID hoax also didn't work as well as they had hoped. I mean, at first it was a huge success. And they did get billions of humans to inject themselves or to be injected with deadly biotoxin depopulation weapons. And yes, those are going to continue to kill a lot of people for an extended period of time. I mean, tens of millions of people around the world have already been killed by those jabs, and maybe hundreds of millions more will die in the years ahead. And we're also seeing a second generation effect, so that children that have been born to vaccinated mothers, well, their all-cause mortality has increased by 77% as well. So the generation, the next generation, is also dying suddenly. And we don't know how big this effect is going to be throughout that next generation, or even possibly the following generation, depending on how many survive the second generation, right? So it's a kill-off, it's a culling of human populations, no question about it. But it did not kill the billions of human beings that the globalists hoped it would kill. Something went wrong with their plan. Probably too many people found out about ivermectin and vitamin C and zinc and quercetin and whatever. And they realized the vaccines were a total, you know, hoax, but a bioweapon. And most people now will not take those vaccines, other than the low IQ obedience disorder people who have automatic obedience to symbols of authority. And those people don't have a future in the human race, period. Because they're going to self-exterminate. I mean, remember, they're mailing out flu vaccines now to your home in 34 states, where you can spray a so-called flu vaccine up your nose. And of course, it's an extermination bioweapon, in my view. And that's designed to just make it more efficient for people to self-exterminate. So anybody who's dumb enough to think that there's a flu that's going to kill you and there's a flu vaccine that's going to save you, well, they don't have much of a future in the human gene pool either. But then again, they can only convince, the authorities, the CDC, they can only convince a relatively small number of people now to self-exterminate with the flu nasal shots. Because if you have an IQ above 85, you've already figured out that those vaccines don't work and they're actually killing people. So then what's next? And that's water. That's what I wanted to get to. So water restrictions are going to be amplified and in some cases engineered through geoengineering. But in other cases, they're just going to steal all the water for the data centers and deprive human beings of water. And then they'll start having very strict water quotas, and this is going to function as a control mechanism to migrate people out of areas and then into cities where they will be assured that they have a water supply. And so a lot of rural areas in particular are being hit very hard by the water demand from data centers, and this is true in Texas, where just the planned data center construction is going to end up using over 400 billion gallons of water, which is groundwater, I think by the year 2030 was what the estimate was. And in rural areas, the water comes from wells. And this is true even if you have, quote, you know, city water or county water or whatever. Most of it is underground water. Most of it's well water. And the well water, of course, is rapidly vanishing because of the heavy use by the AI data centers. And this is going to lead to a dramatic shortage that then the globalists can take advantage of to say, hey, we've declared this zone to be unlivable. Like, there's just no water here. You know, the underground aquifers have run dry. And some of that actually took place because of the overuse of aquifers for irrigation. That would be, for example, the Ogallala Aquifer that runs underneath, I think, large parts of Oklahoma and Kansas. It even touches into Texas. And that aquifer has been dropping for decades now. And it's got, I don't know, maybe 10, 12 years left before it's done. You know, so some of the water crisis is legit. But what the globalists are going to do is amplify that and artificially engineer a worsening crisis and use it to control people. What they're really doing is diverting water to the AI data centers and depriving human populations of access to that water. So, as I've mentioned before, one of the most important things that you can do, you can go off-grid with your water supply by engaging in rainwater collection. So if you carry out rainwater collection, then, you know, if you have a large enough tank and if you have sufficient rainfall in your area, then obviously you can live on your own water supply. Now, you can't typically use it for watering your garden and irrigation, but it's not that difficult to collect enough water to be used for, you know, home use, showers and cooking and clothes washing machines and things like that. It doesn't take a very big tank. You know, again, depending on where you live, the more infrequent the rainfall, the larger your tank has to be to cover you during the rainfall droughts. And in certain areas like, you know, parts of Arizona and New Mexico, West Texas, California, et cetera, you know, desert areas, it may not be feasible at all. But in many areas, it is feasible, and it is something to look into. I'm going to film a video of our water collection system at our manufacturing facility to show you what we use so that you can have a look and see if something like that might work for you. But rest assured that we're going to be told soon by the so-called authorities that we have to have water lockdowns, in essence, or extreme water restrictions. And if the droughts get bad enough, then they will start shutting down businesses just like they did during COVID. They'll say, oh, well, you can't even operate your business because your business uses too much water, right? And this is how they'll cause widespread bankruptcy. And then they'll tell people that you're not even allowed to, you know, to go out anywhere because there's nothing to do because there's too much drought. I mean, they've already done this in Canada. They've said, you can't even walk in the forest. If you walk in the forest, you're going to be arrested and thrown in prison. And the reason they give is that everything's so dry that we're afraid that if you walk around in the forest, that you might start forest fires, you know, because this is the Canadian government. I forgot which province it is. It could be all of them or any of them. But this is the kind of insane, lame excuse making that we're going to hear from the government to try to lock us down. They're going to say things, oh, it's bad for the water usage if you drive a car. And you're like, how? Well, people use car washes, you know, and they're going to say you can't drive your car because you might use a car wash. They're going to make up the dumbest excuses for locking you down, but water is going to be the excuse. And then, of course, they'll tie that into food scarcity and food inflation. And they'll say, oh, well, the reason that, you know, we can't deliver food to your local grocery store is because of the water crisis. Yeah, and then they'll blame that on, quote, climate change. And they'll say, it's your fault for driving a car. That's why we have no water. And that's why avocados are $10 each. You know, it's all your fault because you drove your car. Believe me, they'll tie it all back to the climate change hoax and they'll say it's your fault. Meanwhile, it's the governments that are actually going to be running the actual weather control, weather modification, geoengineering programs in order to actually cause droughts or floods in other places or freezes that destroy food crops because they're always about sabotage of the food infrastructure. making sure that people are enslaved with both water and food. So, again, getting off-grid and becoming as self-reliant as possible is going to be a really important survival strategy, especially when the AI superintelligence systems take over and they start rolling out AI agents to shut down infrastructure in the cities, turning cities into kill zones because they'll cut off the electricity, the water, the fuel, the transportation, etc. And cities like Los Angeles will just be turned into, you know, kill box death zones. There won't be many survivors out of certain cities. And that's all by design. It's all about human depopulation. So water is the new gold, you could say. And if you can collect water and save water, hold on to water, you're going to do very well. If you can't, you're going to be subjected to some pretty nefarious controls or enslavement or demands or lockdowns. So keep all of that in mind. So as part of your preparedness for these difficult times that are coming, don't forget about your backup communications. The Satellite Phone Store is our sponsor in that space, and they have really outstanding solutions for backup power. They've got solar power generators and, of course, backup communications with the sat phones and the bivy sticks, which are text messaging devices that work via satellite. So that way you can always be in touch, even if the power grid goes down locally, because the satellites are still working. And then also shop at our store, healthrangerstore.com, where we have lab-verified, certified, organic, long-term storable foods, including freeze-dried fruits and vegetables in number 10 steel cans that last many, many years on the shelf. We've got Ranger buckets, which have a variety of food supplies. We've got mini buckets, mega buckets, all kinds of foods, and some of it in pouches if you want less of it. That's available at healthrangerstore.com. It can help you get prepared for the, you know, the food inflation that's hitting. It's even hitting us. Some of our materials prices are going up dramatically, like our cacao products. Our cost just to buy the raw materials is going up 60%. And our fruits and vegetables are going up 20 to 25%. So, you know, this is only going to get worse. So stock up now, and it's the best price you're probably ever going to see. So be prepared, and I'll bring you a video about the water tanks, the water collection system. And if you can, put in place some water collection, or at the very least, a water storage buffer, some 50-gallon drums, like a polyethylene drums, where you can store water so you have at least a little bit of buffer in case the water supply goes down. So thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Be sure to check my articles at naturalnews.com, and you can hear all my interviews and more at brighteon.com. Take care. All right, welcome to our ingredients face-off, and today we're taking a look at the ingredients of the store-bought Listerine so-called Total Care mouthwash versus the ingredients of our own colloidal silver, rosemary, and sage mouthwash. If you've ever wondered what's really in these products and what kind of claims that they're allowed to make and what kind of endorsements they have, you're going to find this really fascinating. So here's this Listerine product. Well, you know, name brand, you find this in all the retail stores, the Walmarts, etc. It says it's ADA accepted, so the American Dental Association signs off on this, and it makes all these claims that are apparently FDA allowed claims, such as cleans whole mouth, kills bad breath germs, freshens breath, strengthens teeth, etc. Okay, these are some serious medical claims for a product that's mostly made with chemicals. So if you look at the Listerine product and you look at the ingredients, here it is. It's got eucalyptol, thymol, menthol. Now, those are all plant-derived. I don't have an issue with those. But then it's sodium fluoride, as you can see here. Sodium fluoride, yeah. So you're actually putting fluoride in your mouth. Then there's zinc chloride, which is fine. But then there's alcohol, 21.6%. Wow, I didn't know that it contained so much alcohol. Sorbitol, Polozamer 407, not even sure what that is. Phosphoric acid, which is also found in soda pop.
Then there's flavor chemicals. They don't say what they are. Methyl salicylate, sodium saccharin, that's the artificial sweetener, saccharin, disodium phosphate, then sucralose, another chemical sweetener, FDNC red number 40, that's an artificial synthetic food dye, FDNC blue number 1, and then there are different versions of this. Some of the Listerine products contain things like sodium lauryl sulfate, and then for a preservative, sodium benzoate. There's also benzoic acid, and then sucralose, sodium fluoride, as it says here. Okay, so those are the ingredients that you're going to get in a Listerine product. But again, it's allowed to make all these claims. And it's approved by the American Dental Association, which has never met a toxic heavy metal it didn't like. So what do you get if you want an actual clean mouthwash product that's made with only really truly natural safe ingredients? Well, you can check out our product. So here it is. There it is. It's the colloidal silver mouthwash. It's on the right there. And the one I'm looking at is rosemary sage. And I want to show you from our store, healthrangerstore.com. Here are the exact ingredients. Check it out. Colloidal silver. Yeah, that's made with Texas rainwater. And then xylitol. It's a really amazing sweetener with all kinds of beneficial effects on oral health. Extra virgin coconut oil, trace minerals, baking soda, stevia, a natural herbal sweetener, no saccharin, no, you know, aspartame. Then here's the menthol, then essential oils of rosemary and sage. Notice that's it. We don't have artificial colors. We don't have artificial sweeteners. We don't have chemical preservatives like sodium benzoate. So because the things that you put in your mouth can often be absorbed sublingually into your bloodstream, I think it's really important to have clean, safe mouthwash ingredients. And note that we cannot make the claims that Listerine makes, because Listerine has a cozy relationship with the FDA and the FTC and the ADA, relationships that we do not have because we don't support big pharma and the vaccine industry and the toxic junk food processed food industry. Instead, we create clean, laboratory-tested, safe and effective products that are based on natural ingredients with natural properties that we're not even allowed to tell you about. Isn't that amazing? Because that's how the system works today. But if you want clean, effective, safe products made from plants, plant extracts, essential oils from plants, or natural herbal sweeteners like stevia, and the really effective sweeteners like xylitol that's completely alcohol-free, check out our colloidal silver mouthwash products. We've got a number of different flavors available, you know, different natural essential oils. They're not artificially flavored at all. They're all available at healthrangerstore.com. And you can find them. Most of them are in stock. And you're going to feel a major difference compared to using, you know, store-bought products with all kinds of potentially toxic chemicals in them. And also, you'll be helping to support us and this platform as well. So take care of your health, and you also help fund our platform and our mission to educate people with the truth about nutrition, disease prevention, the truth about what's happening in our world, the truth about, you know, empowering you with knowledge that you need to be more self-reliant and to live a happier, healthier life. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon of healthrangerstore.com. Take care.